What is going on, guys? Welcome back to episode 5 of The Prophecy, brought to you by We the People Sports. And first, I just want to start off by saying sorry for no episode the past 2 weeks. I've just been, whole crew's kind of been busy with school and just other life stuff around the holidays. So we are back this week, and today it is just me because we still have some people packing up, coming home from school, and finishing up their finals. So obviously the main part of this past week, since not much is going on in the sports world, is the NFL. And we had some crazy stuff happening. Obviously, the Patriots, we'll talk about that game. The Chiefs game was very interesting. The Colts Texans game was a great game to watch. Cowboys Eagles ended amazingly. It was just really a solid week for football overall. So, starting with the Patriots and Dolphins game, Patriots go in. If they win, they clinch the AFC East, but it's Miami, and everyone knows that the Patriots can't play in Miami. So it comes down to the last play of the game, and Bill Belichick has stepped up and taken credit for the loss and not really preparing for that play, but it looked like the defense had no idea that they were even going to run a play. No one was ready for anything. Why do you have an injured Gronk out on the field for that play? It was a really weird play that resulted in, once again, the Dolphins winning against the Patriots in Miami. It never seems to fail. And the Patriots are going to have to wait one more week to clinch the AFC East. And next week, they are playing the Steelers. So that's not, they might lose that game, and then they have to go wait another week and play Buffalo. And by that point, it might, they, I don't, this is just a really weird year for the Patriots. So they started so-so, then they got really strong. And then once again, that game in Miami is killing them, just like it did last year. When they had what, one first down all game? It was, they didn't convert on third down a single time. And you just, yeah, I don't know what it is about Miami, but the Patriots never seem to play well there. And if it comes down to Miami sneaking in the playoffs, it would obviously be in New England, but that'd be a fun game to watch as a first round matchup for the Patriots, since they obviously, it would take a miracle at this point for the Patriots to walk away with home field advantage in a first round bye, especially since next week, or this coming Thursday actually, it's Chiefs Chargers. And that is basically going to determine who gets home field advantage. And honestly, after seeing the Chiefs struggle against the Ravens and Tyreek Hill's not going to be 100% because of his foot, I could see the Chargers walking away with that game, but it's really going to come down to if Patrick Mahomes can work without 100% Tyreek Hill, which he could do. The Chargers have been so good recently, and I just don't see them losing that game. Another big story of the week was the Texans' 9-game winning streak came to an end against the Colts, so the Colts have kept their playoff hopes alive. Texans, I still could see the Texans making it to the AFC Championship, but the Texans have been another weird, it's been a really weird year for AFC teams, and the Texans started off horrible, and Deshaun Watson got back into it, and he's finally becoming the player that everyone wanted him to be and what he was before the injury last year. And if you give him a full year healthy next year, I think that they could come out of the AFC if the Patriots couldn't play in the AFC Championship game. Cowboys Eagles, that was another amazing game that ended on one of the craziest touchdowns I've seen recently. Eagles defender went to bat the ball down. Amari Cooper caught the tip, and he just walked into the end zone basically to take it in over the Cowboys. And the real shocker of the week was, I wouldn't consider it a shocker because I firmly believe that the Bears could beat the Rams because of their defense. And this Bears team really reminds me of the Super Bowl 50 champion, Denver Broncos, whose defense was just top tier. There's no question about it that the Khalil Mack and Roquan Smith defense for the Bears is going to be a nightmare in the playoffs, and they've already proven that they could beat the quote-unquote team to beat before this past week. Even though they lost to the Saints, they were still, I'd say, the team to beat because of that high-powered offense. But Jared Goff went 20 of 44 for 180 yards and four interceptions. After the year he was having, that is atrocious. And if they get matched up in the playoffs, I could see the Bears doing that again and knocking them out. And I could even see the Bears doing that to the Saints and making it to the Super Bowl because of their defense. And their offense isn't bad either. Jordan Howard is having a great year, and Mitch Trubisky is really coming to his own in that system and is doing a great job of leading that offense that they don't have the best targets, but they're still not lacking in targets. It's just no big names on that offense. So the updated playoff schedule, or for my prediction, I'm gonna say out of the AFC, I think it's going to be a Patriots Chargers AFC Championship. I don't see the Chiefs getting to the AFC Championship because of Andy Reid, and just they don't have a lot of experience in the playoffs or winning in the playoffs. And out of the NFC, I have probably, again, it's going to come down to what the matchups are, because if the Rams and the Bears play, I could see it being Bears Saints. I don't know, because the Saints have position over the Rams because they beat them. So that would make the Saints the one seed. So I think it'll be Bears Rams in the divisional round. So I could see the Bears winning that, even though it is in Los Angeles, unless the Rams lose two more games this year, which I don't see happening, honestly. But I'd say it'd be Saints Bears NFC Championship, which would be a really fun game to watch. That Saints offense against the Bears defense. And then making it out of the AFC, I like obviously as a Patriots fan, I think the Patriots will make it to the Super Bowl. But there's something about the defense, not just because of this past game, but this past game was just another showing of it. This defense is not consistent. They cannot consistently show up and win the big game that's needed. Like, this has been like the biggest game for them because they could clinch the AFC East and they couldn't do it. It is Miami, and it was in Miami, a game that they can never seem to win. But still, you have to, when your defense gives up, what, 34, I think? When your defense gives up 34 to the Miami Dolphins, you can't expect them to contain the Chargers, or if somehow the Chiefs make it, the Chiefs offense again. It's going to come down to if Brady can lead the offense kind of like he did in the Super Bowl and just have the game of his life, which I don't know if. Like, he can obviously pull it off, but the defense has let him down so much this year that I could honestly see the Chargers making it to the Super Bowl over the Patriots. And then coming out of the NFC, I still believe that this is Drew Brees' year to win the Super Bowl. So I'm going to take the Saints coming out of the NFC, but I could easily see the Bears, if their defense can maintain this level that they played against the Rams, if they could play that against the Saints, there's a legitimate chance that Mitch Trubisky, if he can profit enough off of the turnovers that they could force, that they could find a way to walk into the Super Bowl, which a Chargers Bears Super Bowl would be another high octane offense against that Bears defense that no one can seem to stop. But I'm gonna say it's gonna be Saints Chargers, and the Saints are going to walk away with a Super Bowl, and Drew Brees will finally get another Super Bowl ring. Also, in the sports world recently. MLB, not much has gone on. The Boston Red Sox way overpaid for Nathan Eovaldi. Just kind of scrolling through, the Royals signed Billy Hamilton. The Dodgers are looking at a bunch of big names for pitching. I know they're looking at Joe Kelly. They're looking at Corey Kluber, apparently. They're looking at Bryce Harper potentially. It's if the Dodgers need to make that trade to get them to the next level, because as of right now, it's still going to be one of those three teams out of the AL, being be it the Red Sox, Astros, or Yankees, that will win the World Series for some time if the Dodgers can't make a move to get that one big pitcher and one big player that they need. In the NBA, obviously not a big NBA guy, but I have seen the stuff about the Bulls after the Celtics beat them 133-77. And I think it's really interesting that the Bulls front office is siding with the new interim coach and how they still want to keep him long term after the players are talking about not going to practice and going to the, not the Players Tribune, but the Players Association, because of he was going to make them practice 3 days in a row, I think it was, or it was like back to back to back to back practices. And I just don't see how that front office can sit around and just let that coach ruin a team that could have potential in the future, built around Zach LaVine and Wendell Carter. They could be good in the future if you get the right coach and the right system put around them. But other NBA news, Luka Doncic is looking like the best player out of the draft so far from what I've seen. And he's, I don't know why the Hawks traded Luka Doncic for Trae Young. How, or they swap picks technically with the Mavs, but I just don't see how or why they would have done that. Obviously, like, Trae Young was pegged as the next Steph Curry, but I think he has a worse shooting percentage from three than Lonzo Ball did last year, like this deep into the season. And it's crazy that no one's talking about it. Obviously, no one's talking about it because Trae Young's dad isn't saying that he's the best player in the league. But I just, let's see, Trae Young is shooting 243 from three, so he's a little bit higher than what Lonzo was last year on this time. And I'm sure Trae Young will find his way eventually, but as of right now, he is averaging, let's see, he's only averaging 15 points a game. He's averaging 7 assists, so he's making that horrible team around him outside of John Collins, who's still kind of hurt and not 100% yet, look great somehow with that many assists as a rookie. And Trae Young could end up being good, but Luka Doncic is becoming the it I don't know what it is about Dallas and European players, but Dirk, Luka Doncic, there Luka Doncic could be a great all-time great if he could. And again, this is coming from my lack thereof of basketball knowledge, so I'm fully ready for the comments that I'm going to get about not knowing what I'm talking about right here. But Luka Doncic could go down as an all-time Maverick great, per I think, as of right now, the way that he is performing. But he's just so dominant, basically everything, like every part of the floor. He can play defense, he can shoot threes, he can get into the paint and score. He's averaging 18, 4, and 6. I mean, he's doing great as a rookie, and I think that he could go down as a very good player in years to come. But I think that's gonna be it for this episode, guys. If you guys ever want to come on here, just talk, give us topics that you want us to talk about and hear from. Just make sure you follow us on Twitter and let us know at Prophecy WTP. Make sure you check out WePeopleSports.com, and we will be back next week around this time, hopefully with more of the gang, so we can get into those deep conversations that no one really cares about and just love listening to us ramble. Till then, see ya.